This is John Batchelor, conversation with the author, Professor Nick Lloyd. His new book, The Eastern Front, this continues his history of the Great War, 1914 to 1918. The commander of the Austrian forces at the beginning of the war is famous for failure. His name, General Franz Conrad von Hutzendorf. Nick explains here the failure of the Austrian army and why Conrad kept it going for 4 years. The massacres. The Great War, the Eastern Front, 1914-1918. Nick Lloyd, more of this later.
I mean, to a certain degree, it isn't his fault. I think, like many commanders at the time, he did believe in the offensive spirit, in the importance of grasping the initiative in war, and in conducting decisive attacks. The Austrian army is chronically underfunded in peacetime. There's huge, arguments over budgets. They don't have enough artillery. The artillery they do have is very light, weak, fragile. Often they've got bronze barrels because of underfunding. Those often warp or break entirely after intensive firing, so they're not reliable. And so Austria is very light in terms of the artillery it's going to need. It has some light artillery, but it is probably one of the lighter armed armies of the war. And the Russians don't have enough guns, but they have more than the Austrians. And so rapidly, the Russians dominate Austrian forces. And I think that's really one of the key issues. It's not that Conrad necessarily doesn't understand modern warfare, although I suspect there is some element of that. It's that he doesn't really have another way of attacking. He has to use manpower because he simply doesn't have anything else. He has asked for more funding before the war, and that's never come. And so I think in some ways that's more inexplicable, the fact that Conrad seems to understand Austrian weaknesses, but still thinks they're a first-class army that can do these grand offensives. And of course, they never really can. And the casualties the Austrians suffer is just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, they're just absolutely decimated. And the fact that they managed to hang on until 1918 is in some ways an absolute miracle, because they're absolutely, they're really badly handled in the early days of 1914 when it breaks out. And, they managed to keep going, which is quite incredible, really.